I'm Ann Croker, writing coach. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular, welcome back. Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to the Ann Croker Writing Coach Podcast. This is episode 268, How to Choose Your Next or First Writer's Conference. Attending my first writer's conference proved to be life-changing, or at least career-changing. In the years since, I've attended a wide range of writing events, and each one has, in some way, substantially contributed to my career. Some deepened my knowledge, others expanded my professional network. I can't imagine where I'd be without them. Could a writer's conference be a knowledge-deepening, network-expanding opportunity in your future, even this year? If yes, how do you determine the right conference for you? Well, this is the first of a short series on how to get the most out of your next or first writer's conference, starting with how to choose your next or first writer's conference. In the early days of my writing career, I explored freelance writing. Thanks to a mentor, I learned to pitch myself as a writer for companies looking to outsource things like company newsletters, and I gained a few core clients. That launched my professional writing business. But as a creative writing major, attracted to poetry and essay writing, I wanted to explore other types of writing and submit to magazines, for example. So I picked up everything I could from library books. And the books, while excellent, were not enough to answer all my questions or help focus my efforts. And the internet did not exist at that time. So I began to instinctively realize I needed to start connecting with writers and learn from them. In fact, I started to crave it. And somehow I heard about a conference in Chicago called Write to Publish. I registered and attended this as my very first writer's conference. Nervous and unsure what to expect, I showed up and sat through sessions as speaker after speaker delivered talks that energized my creativity, while the speakers themselves embodied a life I wanted to pursue, that of a working writer building a body of work to be proud of. Many first-time conference attendees feel so overwhelmed by the flood of information at events like these, they feel like they could never pull it off and they give up, walking away from writing and publishing altogether. Thankfully, I felt overwhelmed, yes, but mostly excited and empowered. It was exactly what I wanted. It was exactly what I needed. By the end of the conference, I had interacted with attendees who, in time, became colleagues. I met someone who became another writing mentor to me. Those conference connections formed the beginnings of my professional network. If you attend a writing conference, you could meet your next coach or mentor. You could meet like-minded writers and form a writer's group. You could meet industry leaders who offer to look over your project. You could meet someone who introduces you to key people you only dreamed of meeting one day. You could meet a writing buddy who becomes an accountability partner. If you're considering attending a conference or any kind of writing event for the first time, I hope you find it proves to be a pivotal step in your journey. You never know how a chance encounter in the hallway or a timid hello as you take your seat in the auditorium could be the start of a professional relationship or a literary friendship that changes your life. Now, as we dive into what a writer's conference is and how to choose the right one for you, we have to face two small but fascinating issues. One, believe it or not, is punctuation. And the other is labels. But let's start with punctuation. You surely think this is overkill, but humor me for a minute. Sometimes you will see an event called a writer's conference and it has the apostrophe after the S. Other times, you'll see a writer's conference where the apostrophe is before the S. Occasionally, you might spot a writer's conference that has no apostrophe, and then a few call their events writing conferences, avoiding the need for an apostrophe altogether. Now, in most industries, no one would care one bit about this level of detail. These conferences, however, are events catering to writers, agents, editors, so of course we notice the apostrophe or the lack thereof. And of course we start wondering how that tiny fleck of ink affects the attendees' experience. And where does the apostrophe go on the attendees, right? Without wasting more time on the grammatical implications, I want to bring it up for practical reasons. Because when asking your writerly friends what conferences they recommend, apostrophe placement may not matter much. But in an online search, each version could produce different results. To turn up the perfect event for you, try using all the different search terms. Look for a writer's conference where the apostrophe is after the S, before the S, where there's no apostrophe, and then look for a writing conference. In your online searches, you might also change the word conference singular to conferences plural. And the plural version, conferences, might turn up a list of events in a single article, which will save you time in your search. If you search for the singular conference, your search results may deliver endless events to sift through one at a time, but it still might be an advantage because you might find a newer event that wasn't around when a list of events was compiled into one article. So they can be to your advantage either way. Most writers' conferences feature speakers with sessions that educate authors about topics like industry expectations, genre-specific recommendations, author platform advice, tips on developing book proposals, especially for authors of nonfiction, queries, and other publishing advice. Conferences can also come in all different sizes, but most will offer keynotes, lectures, breakout sessions. Some may include readings and workshops that are paced throughout a long weekend, or some are a full week. Most writers' conferences offer pitch sessions for writers who have completed nonfiction book proposals or those who have completed manuscripts for their novels or their memoirs. Many conferences will have different tracks. One track might be for novelists and the other might be for nonfiction authors, or one might be for unpublished authors and another for more advanced authors to discuss topics that the new writers aren't ready for. My point is that knowing all of this can help you choose the best fit as you're doing your searching. The other question is this idea of naming or labeling. Is a conference by any other name? Gatherings for writers might go by all kinds of different labels, and I have seen and attended writing events, writing seminars, writing festivals, writing workshops, and even a writer's colloquium. Each designation suggests a different purpose, a different personality. When you realize how one tends to differ from another, you'll be able to match your professional needs and goals with the right event. For example, you might want to write and talk about craft at a retreat led by a writer you admire, maybe in a beautiful setting. This event would feel dramatically different from a two-day conference hosting hundreds of authors that offer 15-minute agent pitch sessions and is held on a college campus or at a hotel. That's why you'll want to first be aware of what kind of writer you are and the writing you're focusing on at this moment, and then determine your purpose for attending a writing event. And this is going to include where you're at in your professional and publishing journey. Then consider your current project and its stage of development. Today, I'm mostly going to cover in-person conference experiences, but you may find similar benefits at something that's labeled something else. But study the descriptions carefully, read the fine print regarding refunds, and take into account that certain types of events may be much more expensive than others. But let's start with what kind of writer you are. Knowing yourself and your writing goals and writing stage can help you determine your purpose for attending an event. It can help you determine if you're better suited to an event for authors of nonfiction books, authors of novels, authors of literary writing like novels, short stories, essays, poetry, authors of genre-specific books, bloggers, freelance writers who are actively pitching and submitting or want to learn how. It can help you determine if you're better suited to an event for a writer interested in writing for the ABA and the general market, or a writer interested in Christian publishing, or a writer interested in self-publishing. When you realize that an event doesn't offer speakers or sessions suitable for the kind of writer you are, the kind of writing you're pursuing, just cross it off your list. It's not going to be worth your time. Next, consider what you need given where you're at in your writing life with a given project. For example, are you a newbie with no particular writing project or book in the works? You're just ready to soak it all in? Are you an experienced writer? And maybe you've taken a break and you're ready to dip back in and learn how the industry has evolved. Are you an experienced writer with a project in a different genre? Are you an unagented novelist with a completed manuscript and you're ready to pitch? Or are you an unagented author with a nonfiction book idea and you want to understand the industry? Or are you an unagented author with a completed nonfiction book proposal or nearly complete and you're ready to pitch literary agents and acquisitions editors? Or are you a writer wanting to self-publish a book? Given your current project's status, you can decide which conference offerings will move it forward to its next milestone. And by the way, even if you're an unagented writer, that means a writer without a literary agent representing you, if you have a partially developed nonfiction book proposal, you may still want to go ahead and attend a writer's conference to meet people, practice pitching. You might even find a conversation with an industry expert leads to ideas that will strengthen your project. Once you narrow down to the event that seems right for you, you're going to have access to useful information provided by these industry experts, and you're going to meet other writers, literary agents, and acquisitions editors who are in the kind of the same space as you. Here are some common benefits. You're going to learn and be inspired. If you're new to writing and publishing, or you're kind of new again to it, coming back to it after a break, search for events that will provide you with foundational advice from trusted professionals lined up as faculty. The combination of motivating keynotes and educational breakout sessions could be just what you need. You're going to network too. You'll be mingling with other writers at these events. Some may be at the same stage as you, and others will be further ahead. You'll be chatting at the coffee station during breaks between sessions. You might sit next to each other or stand in line together to meet a speaker at the end of a presentation. These may become future colleagues who endorse your book when it comes out or introduce you to an industry gatekeeper. They might even be an industry gatekeeper. You might find an agent. If you have a completed manuscript or a completed book proposal, but you haven't yet landed an agent through querying, look for events that are designed for your genre with literary agents and acquisitions editors from agencies and publishing houses that interest you. Be sure they offer pitch sessions and sign up the minute that option is available. Even if you don't land a spot with your ideal agent, as I mentioned, you might bump into them naturally and have a chance to interact. Even if you're an introverted or dreadfully shy writer, I'll be encouraging you in another episode to make an effort to meet new literary acquaintances. Building a network of like-minded literary people is priceless. Maybe you won't meet your next kindred spirit, but at least you'll meet someone and follow each other on social media. And at best, you might know somebody who can help you take the next step in your creative journey, and you might encourage them as well. Conferences and other writing events aren't cheap. In addition to the registration fee, you may need to ask for time off work. You might need to arrange for childcare, pay for travel, housing, meals. It adds up. And the writers who most benefit from conferences are rarely at a stage where they are compensated well for their writing. So it becomes a conundrum. When my kids were young and our funds were limited, I looked for nearby 1 or 2 day events that were within driving distance. They often brought in 2 or 3 speakers and focused on a narrow aspect of the writing life, and those really helped me at that stage. So just because they're small doesn't mean they're offering a lot to you. Some events offer limited scholarships, so if you feel you qualify, reach out and ask the event organizers. If you have enough time before the event, you could try applying for a grant that aligns well with your writing projects and target reader. You might consider how other aspects of your life and work could subsidize this event. Be clear about what you hope to gain from attending and how it fits into your long-term writing goals. That could be a way to view your investment in attending this event. When I attended Write to Publish, I was building my freelance business. It probably took another year to start making substantial income, but in time, I made enough to cover those initial costs. Now, I wasn't super savvy back then, but in retrospect, I think I was viewing my writing as a small startup business. The conference was an investment in my professional development, and I gained information and connections that contributed directly to my success. I wanted to let you know that in a remarkable turn of events, I am going to actually be on the faculty of the Write to Publish Conference in Wheaton, Illinois, which is the Chicago area, June 11 to 14, 2024. That's right. All these years later, I am going to be on site at the same event that changed the trajectory of my writing career. This time, I get to be there as a coach to support and serve Christian writers who want to become a traditionally published author. It's amazing to me to come full circle like this. if you think it might be a good fit for you, you can learn more at writetopublish.com and just check it out. If you feel like it's a good fit, I would love to see you there. I would love to meet you. And if you decide to register, be sure to use my affiliate code AK2024, AK2024 at registration checkout, and you'll get $25 off if you decide to come. Again, make sure it's a good fit. That's part of the research. Again, it's geared to Christian writers and traditional publishing. I have attended many different types and styles of writing events after that first one at Write to Publish, and I have loved every single one of them, whether they were in person or online, whether they were a day-long or a week-long event, whether it was a retreat or a conference. Determine your criteria right now. It might be different a few years from now, and you might pick a different event, but what do you need right now? Dive in to research the options that suit you best, study the faculty, the session titles and descriptions. How are the days structured? Do they have agent pitch sessions or not? Do you need that? If you're writing novels for the general market or you're writing genre fiction, you know, skip the Christian conferences clearly designed for authors of nonfiction. Avoid those that are focused on essayists submitting to literary journals. But if that's what you want, go for that one. There's no perfect event, and no one event is going to have everything you need for all time. As I mentioned, I've been to so many different events over the years, and each one has given me a little something different to walk away with and apply to my writing journey. As you find one that feels like a good fit for you, don't delay too long. Some of them do fill up. In fact, some of them might be full already, which is fine. You can get on the wait list and people, you know, things happen. But look for your favorites and look forward to connecting with people in the publishing industry who might become someone who is instrumental in getting you where you want to be in 2024 and beyond. Once you choose your conference, be sure to tune in to the next episode of this podcast, where I will be offering tips for making the most of the conference itself while you're preparing to go and while you're there. For more resources, head over to annkroeker.com/chooseconference, and you're going to find information related to this episode, along with a few extra resources, including a link to explore the Write to Publish conference, just to see if it's a good fit for you. And I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, here on this podcast, in your inbox, or even in person at a conference. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for being here.